Naralo Toronto Organising Committee call on Wednesday, the 5th of September. We have Gordon Chilcott, Garth Brun, Eduardo Diaz, Evan Leibovich, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc will be joining us shortly. We do have apologies from Darlene Thompson and Glenn McKnight. And from staff, we currently have Matt Ashtiani, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Sylvia Vivanco will be joining us shortly. Thank you very much. Over to you, Garth.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Okay. All right. First things first, just to run through the agenda, we have an evening at large honoring the Raylos. This is the anniversary outreach in reach event, and this has been coming along. Glenn is still looking for volunteers in terms of operating the table, and he briefed me on his items before the call. He called me and we discussed some things because he knew he wasn't going to be able to make it. So he has speaker names from Sierra and Google, and I believe that he has sent those to you. Heidi, did you receive those?
This is Heidi, yes, correct. I have the speakers from Google and Sierra. I've updated, or I'm in the process of updating the online agenda for that.
Thank you. Now, Glenn has not heard back from Desiree at Afilias about their speaker, but according to Olivier, he is actually in contact with Desiree at an event he is at now, and said that she's been very busy, but he is going to try and speak to her in person and possibly get some details. I'm assuming that she just hasn't organized a speaker just because she has been very busy. So we have run into a bit of a snag with one of the events we were planning, and I guess I'm gonna ask Heidi about this quickly. Elad Levinson is no longer available. Now, is there an alternative recommendation for this, or is this just something we're gonna have to take off the table?
What we could do is invite Chris Lahat, who's the ombudsman. He is also skilled in conflict resolution, and that would be my best suggestion.
Okay. This is Garth. If there are no objections from the group, perhaps we can request that Chris, the ombudsman, fill in where Elad was going to speak. And I will give people a moment to object. Gordon has given this his approval. I do not see or hear any other objections. So we will, if we can move forward with possibly coordinating with him and asking him to speak to us, that would be appreciated.
Okay, thank you, Garth.
Thank you. All right. Multimedia for the outreach event. One of the things that I talked to Glenn about on the phone was the discussion of a possible slideshow, and I think that the group seemed to like this idea. And also there was an email from Heidi this week about ICANN loaning us some more space or giving us access to another booth. Can you give us a quick brief of what that is?
Yes, two different things.
Okay.
Should I address the multimedia part first, sir?
Please.
Okay, so basically during these events, and you can recall at various showcases or in the, it wasn't actually the case in the ALAC anniversary event, but where we would have, we did have a PowerPoint in the ALAC anniversary events where we had a running slideshow of photographs of various ALAC events in the past. So I was thinking, would you like to have something similar for the Naralo outreach event where you could show the signing ceremonies? We have photographs and video of the various Raylo signing ceremonies. We could show pictures of some of the Raylo GAs from when they've happened in both at the summit in Mexico City and the various GAs at more recent ICANN meetings. So those are all things that you could show to indicate how much the ALAC Raylos have, or the at-large Raylos have progressed.
This is Garth. I think that that's a good suggestion. One of the things that I discussed with Glenn was actually having some additional content, maybe in between the slides, explaining how to get involved, because this is, for us, also a recruiting event. So maybe if we can intersperse the imagery with information about the RALOs and where to sign up and who it applies to and what kind of work we can get done. But these are details that we can discuss further.
Okay, so basically, if I could suggest that Matt work with either Glenn or with Garth,
okay,
or both on this. Matt has vast experience in putting together these sorts of multimedia. And also there's usually sound involved, music. You might want to talk about that as well with him.
That would be fantastic. If Matt, if you could keep Glenn and I both on that list, the three of us can work it out. And anybody else who is interested in adding content, please let me know, and we will include you in this discussion. Okay.
Okay. So the next item then you asked, Garth, was the issue of the information booth.
Yes, please.
Space. Yeah, so I did hear back from meetings, and good news is that Neuralo will be able to use the ICANN information booth during the ICANN meeting. So you can now have your outreach activities there during coffee breaks, during lunch breaks, and you can have your brochures there. You can have your Neuralo banner there, whatever you'd like. If you'd like to have a running video, we can arrange for a big screen TV, a monitor there, so that you can show that. So if you could just let us know what you need in terms of technical requirements, we'll sort that out.
Okay. This is Garth. I think that's fantastic. Now, I mean, just so I'm clear on the details of this, what was the booth originally going to be for? Why is this getting, shifted over to us?
No. This was this is Heidi, if I may.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so this was a Glenn's idea that he wanted to have Neuralo members sign up for outreach activities during coffee breaks and lunch breaks, and he wanted to have a separate table for this. So what will happen now is that rather than the separate table, you will be able to use the ICANN information booth. I know that other RALOs have used that booth in the past. They did so in Dakar. They did so in Cartagena, where that particular region's ALSs would booth man that booth during key breaks and do outreach work, answer questions about leadership, about membership, et cetera.
Okay, this is Garth. I just wanted to. So will ICANN also be in this booth giving out information, or?
I don't know the details of that. I would assume that at some point it would be there would be some staff members, but in the past it's not been occupied by ICANN staff very much. So usually there are some brochures, et cetera, but it's not really manned by anyone.
Okay, this is Garth. I just wanted to make sure that no one would be confused or fighting over table space. Okay, great. Okay, the RALO certificates. Now, I cannot recall whose item this was. Do we have, was somebody assigned to this particular item?
This is Heidi again?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so basically this would be something that perhaps Olivier would be handing out during the evening event where, depending on, I think, the metrics that would be selected or identified, RALO certificates to initial ALS members would be handed out in terms of for achievement purposes, or, for example, the chairs of the RALOs, they would be given certificates, again, to celebrate their achievements of the RALOs.
Okay.
So the question, this particular agenda question or agenda item refers to how would those metrics be developed and how would you like staff to organize those certificates. In Prague, what we did for those ALSs that completed successfully the ALS capacity building sessions, we had very nice certificates made up with their name, and we had Olivier sign them, we had Rod Beckstrom sign them, and the RALO chair. So we could do something similar for the RALOs if you'd like that to occur.
Okay, this is Garth. I think we'll have to wait until Olivier is in the call or seek him out later to further that. Okay. In terms,
Olivier is on the call.
Olivier is on the call. Well, welcome.
As Diesel, I mentioned earlier.
Okay, Olivier
what
has
would you
his
like to
hand look up.
Off? It's Olivier here.
We were discussing the certificates, the RALO certificates, and I just wanted to clarify what that item was and who was going to be organizing it.
Yeah, thank you, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. Staff usually organizes those. With regards to giving them out, I think it's good to have a mix of the RALO chair, so that sounds like you, and myself as well, to give those out. It's something that's simple, but at the same time, it's something that people can take home when they've come to the ICANN meeting. And it's specifically with the capacity building. It's a good thing for people to have. It's a feel-good factor, and it's not something that's very complicated to arrange.
Okay.
Except, of course, if the names are typed wrongly, which is another problem. But assuming we have an okay list of names, then that's fine.
Okay. This is Garth. One of the questions was, how were we deciding who those names were going to be?
Well, this is Olivier for the transcript. In the previous occurrences, the names were chosen, were taken from the list. I believe the travel list of all of those people that came from the RALO. So it would be the list of certified travelers, I guess, for Naravo. Maybe Heidi can confirm this or deny this.
This is Heidi. I'm just wondering, are we talking just Naravo, or are we talking basically that these certificates would be handed out during the evening event to all of the RALOs commemorating their achievements during the last 5 years? So it would be certificates to, for example, all of the past chairs of the RALOs, or maybe even open it up to the officers of the RALOs, maybe another one for those who were there at the beginning of each of the RALOs, etc.
I just thank you, Heidi. It's Olivier for the transcript. I gather these are two different things. So there are the RALO certificates for those people that have followed the capacity building course, and then there are those ones. I'm not aware of the intricate details of who was there, when, what, how, or what they did. So you probably will have to dig into the archives and find out who the founding members were. And may I just suggest that those that have perhaps lived through X number of meetings, as ICANN delivers pins for people who, for some reason, have attended more than 30 ICANN meetings. And I don't know how they would do such a thing, but maybe we could have also some for those people that have attended more than a certain number of meetings. These are all statistics which I hope staff has.
Okay, so what we could do is, this is Heidi, what we could do is divide them into two. One is the RALO capacity building certificates, and we can easily arrange that for NARALO members who are going to be participating in the capacity building sessions in Toronto. Maybe we could hand those out at the end on Thursday, at the end of the final capacity building session. And then the second group of certificates are these RALO achievement certificates, or awards, we could call them, perhaps. And then we would need to do some research on those. Again, is it ALS members who have been involved for the last 5 years, or is it the RALO officers? We could do the research. I just need to know what it is that you're looking for.
So Olivia here for the transcript. The question is an open question, so everyone else on the call, feel free to contribute to this. I'm pretty open to all of that. And I know some of you have been around at large and in the RALOs for longer than I have, so I'd be interested in your point of view.
This is Garth. Is Evan actually on? Eduardo has his hand up. Please, Eduardo, go ahead.
Maybe those people that were there when, you know, that as the founders of the RALO, that can be another metric. I mean, I know. I'm sorry. I know. You know, each rattle had a like a sign up meeting. And they took pictures of it, and there were people there that are still now going to the ICANN meeting.
Okay. So
it's Olivier. Go ahead, Heidi. Please go ahead, Olivier. Sorry for jumping in, Eduardo. I totally agree with you on this. Definitely the founder members of the railroads that are still around, that would be really, really excellent.
Okay. So this is Garth. So we will look for the founding members, and Evan has his hand up with a suggestion. Please go ahead, Evan.
Well, hi there. It is Evan, for the record. If you're looking for the founding members, you need to go further than seeing the pictures that from the link I posted in the Adobe Connect room, which is essentially the signing ceremony for the original MOU. That includes myself, Eduardo, Gareth, Darlene, and a couple of other people that are going to be there. It's possible to get that directly from there. I mean, you'll recognize some of the people. Luc Faubert is also in that group. There's basically photos of everyone who signed the original MOU. It'd be a shame if the ICANN archives don't produce that original document that has the signatures on it that also
We have those. We have the original MOUs. We could take pictures of that, and we could easily look through back. I mean, Matt's already created that web page with the signing pictures.
You have your list of names then.
Yeah, Matt, could you put that up, the wiki page you created with the signing ceremonies?
Sure thing.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, if this is what you'd like, we can easily do that. We could easily go back to the five RALO signing ceremonies, see who was there, and prepare certificates for that. That would be easy to do.
Garth, is this what you were looking for? Were you looking for something else?
No, I mean, I think that this is Garth. I think that this probably is our list of people to issue certificates to, unless people disagree.
By the way, Evan, you can bring same tie. Yellow.
That's right, yellow tie. But this time I'll have a yellow shirt, so it'll be yellow on yellow.
Okay. All right.
So, guys, just to confirm, so staff are to prepare certificates for each of the Neuralo ALS reps who will be participating in the capacity building session, and we can have the new CEO, Olivier, and you sign them, and we can distribute them at the last session, the capacity building session. Is that okay?
This is Garth. And also, we're having separate certificates for the original founding members?
Correct. So we'll that one is just the capacity building certificate. So that's Fadi, Olivier, and Garth to sign. And then we'll have these RALO achievement awards, and those are the founding members of the RALOs. And we'll have Fadi, Olivier, and then the current RALO chair of each of those of the RALOs. Is that okay? Sign
that
those.
That sounds good. To me. This is Garth.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And if there are no objections, we'll move on to the next item, which is the Neuralo capacity building meetings themselves. Now, I know that this has been an ongoing question. Do we have an update from the fellows as to their schedule, their availability?
This is Heidi. No, not yet, but I expect that in the next 10 days.
Okay. And then as for item B2, this is something that I talked about at the beginning of the call for Olivier's benefit. Elad Levinson is unavailable, and we have proposed to invite the ombudsman to speak in his place. I just wanted to run that by you, Olivier, to see if there's any objection to that. No?
Thank you, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. I cannot object to the ombudsman. Definitely. Last person I can object to. So, yeah, fine. Absolutely fine.
Okay. And if everyone will indulge me for a moment to go back to a previous item, because Olivier was not on the call earlier, there is just an open question about Afilias, about the speaker they're providing and the actual donation amount. According to Glenn, he is unclear about the donation amount because it was given at one point in U.S. dollars and then at a different point in euros. And Olivia, you had said that you might be actually have some contact with Desiree at a meeting. So perhaps this is something that you can find out for us.
Yes, Garth, it's Olivia for the transcript. I will be seeing Desiree tomorrow. So I will be addressing those points with Desiree when I can. Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay, so that closes a previous item, at least partially closes it. All right. This is Garth. Does anybody have any additional items on the capacity building before we move on to the Neuralo tabletop, which we've already discussed somewhat? We're going to be, Glenn, Matt, and I are going to be discussing some of the specifics of the technical requirements. And as I said, anybody can volunteer to help with that. And then for item C, Roman numeral 2, we have scheduling update. What would that be? Does anybody have a clue? Heidi?
Let me just take a look at that. I'm sorry, what number is that on?
Let me see. It's under, this is Garth, under 3,
uh-huh.
Discussion of Neuralo Toronto events, and then C, Roman numeral 2.
Oh, that would be something from Glenn. I think he's the doodle that he has sent out for people to participate on that ICANN information booth for outreach purposes.
Okay. This is Garth. If it's possible, can we put the specifics of that in just so we know which scheduling update it refers to? Thank you.
Could I just go back to 3A?
Yes, really quickly.
I've just had this morning confirmation that Fadi has confirmed he will be able to be giving a welcome address for the outreach event.
That is fantastic. It's Garth. I appreciate that. And I've just noticed that we have two number threes on this list. Maybe we can fix that. But the second number three is update on promotional items from staff.
Yeah,
and
so,
I will turn that over to you.
Okay, Matt, could you please put up, I think you have one up there already. Could you make that so we can all see that?
Sure.
So this is Heidi. So this morning Lynn sent the updates of the banner. Okay, whoa. How do we see this? This is, do you know what this is, Matt? I can't quite see what this is.
It's pretty big.
Looks like it might be the banner. Looks like it's the banner.
It is.
So basically what I did was communicate to Lynn the information that you sent on your favorites, and also I passed on the comments that Eduardo and Gordon sent in for the pin and the banner, so I think that's changed. What else? Now that we have Fadi confirmed, we can go ahead and update the website with the welcome address speaker, and we can do the meeting text, the text and the meeting guide. We'll update that now as well. And we also now, since we have the two speakers confirmed for Google, and, well, actually the Sarah one is not confirmed yet, so we need to hold off on that. And then we need to get the speaker from Afilias, and then we can update all of the relevant promotional items that need that information.
Heidi, this is Garth. Do we have any hard deadlines for these promotional items? Because if we don't have confirmation on the Afilias speaker, we might just want to put a generic Afilias speaker in to speed things up.
Yeah, I don't know this is Heidi. I don't know what the deadline is for the meeting guide. I think we have some time. The banner was, I believe, yesterday.
was the deadline, so we're beyond that, but we don't need speakers for that. But I know that Lynn did not seem terribly concerned. We've met everything, so we're not behind on any of these issues.
Okay, fantastic. Glenn also had a question about the brochures themselves. Do we have access to brochures, and do we have enough to hand out at our table?
This is Heidi. Again, Matt, maybe you can confirm, but I know that we have a lot of at-large, the brand-new at-large brochures. We have the Neuralo brochures in the English, French, and Spanish. Matt, do you recall how many we have?
No.
I know enough, but I know we have a good number. And we also have buttons left over, Neuralo buttons left over from San Francisco, a box full of those. In addition to the now, what we've just ordered are the pins for the Raylo event.
Well, this is Garth. In the meantime, I want to recognize Eduardo, please.
I noticed in the banner that there is an exclamation point missing before the word Únete in Spanish. Bienvenido is okay. If you look bienvenido, it has both exclamation points, Únete, and it has one.
Okay. Matt, could you take that note?
Okay, I see what Eduardo is talking about. I'm going to recognize Olivier now. Olivier, please.
Thank you, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. Just earlier, they've been uploaded, but earlier Matt had uploaded the banners and so on, and he had given us the ability to scale in and out, and I wonder if he could get it back to that's great. Because when we all have different sizes of screens and so on, so I looked at the banner and the other two underneath. Okay, great. That's all I wanted to find out, just to check. Thank you.
Okay. This is Garth. Heidi, can we add an agenda item under updated promotional items just for the brochures so we know that the brochures are required, et cetera?
Absolutely. This is Heidi. Matt, maybe can we make an action item that we're to let the Neuralo Organizing Committee know how many Neuralo brochures we have in English, French, and Spanish? Sure, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right. If nobody has any comments or objections, we can move on to the planning and logistics update from staff. So I just want to begin this by bringing up, I guess, some confusion about Dharma Daily, because we had discussed early on, I had approached Dharma about coming to the meeting. She said she wasn't available, but apparently somehow she was still on the travel support list, and I just wanted to confirm that was she in the math when we were trying to figure out how many ALSs we could sponsor?
This is Matt. I'll answer that. Yes, she was. But even though I was overestimating or by including her, due to the cost of other tickets, we aren't able to replace her, or else we will go over budget.
No, this is Garth. That's fine. I just wanted to clarify that and make sure that there was nobody else on our no list who had been assumed in the math, if it was just her.
Correct.
Okay. So then as far as the specifics of that, are there any actual updates that you want to provide us with, Matt, on the travel logistics or the budget?
I have no update at this time, but I've requested that constituents and travel send me a general update by Friday. So once I have that, then I should be able to report something back.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any comments or questions or complaints? We'll leave the floor open to the group. Okay. All right. If that's the case, Gisela, can we have the initial slot, the 1900 UTC slot next week, or is it also going to be supplanted by the Africa call?
Garth Gisela here. No, absolutely. We may have the 1900 slot back. Oh. Apologies for this week. It was just a little difficult to manage.
Okay. Thank you. This is Garth. And if nobody has any other questions, objections, or complaints, we will table everything until next Wednesday at 1900 UTC. Okay, folks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.